5:27 South African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 23rd of Dhulqaada, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Marakas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved teacher, respected Ustad, Honorable Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Dhulqaada 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verses 205 to 209. And if you take these verses and just apply it to our lives, and you look at the micro and the macro, our own countries and the entire world situation, how beautifully Almighty Allah is warning us and reminding us. Afara'ita, what have you seen? Have you seen what's going on around you? Immatta'anahum sinin. Immatta'anahum sinin. If we gave them, the people, enjoyment, sinin, for years and years, 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 years, we gave them health, we gave them wealth, we gave them so many recurring bounties and favors. But this masterpiece, this human being, forgets his greatest benefactor, forgets his creator, forgets Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. Thumma, thereafter. Subsequently, 30, 50, 60, 80 years pass. Then it comes to them, Ja'ahumma kanu yu'adun. Thereafter, subsequently, it comes to them that which they were warned about. They were promised that death will come and there will be the pains and pangs of death. Indeed, that person is successful. He or she leaves this world with Iman and Islam, and that is how he meets Almighty Allah. See, yesterday, last night's program, Mona Arafat announced, mashallah, 15 people, 8 men and 7 women embrace Islam. So we say, Allah malaka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu. O Almighty Allah, all thanks, gratitude and praise is solely, only, exclusively for you, O Almighty Allah. So that is now embracing Islam. But we have to live the Islam and pass away and die with the Islam. That is the main criteria. Now all this enjoyment, the houses, palatial homes, palaces, and you take now silver Berlusconi, he dies. So if you look at him, the playboy of Europe and Italy, so what happens now? Ma aghna anhum ma kanu yumatta'un. So it does not come into any avail and handy for them, and to any assistance, all the enjoyment they had, all the women they slept with, all the casinos they were gambling in, all the vices they committed, and then they die as non-Muslim. So Islamically, khasirat dunya wal akhirah, such a person totally a loser, failure in this world and in the year after. So every one of us, we are the slave servants of Almighty Allah. Tomorrow is a day of reckoning. Allah will ask each one of us, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Thereafter you will be questioned. Definitely, surely you will be questioned, O human being. يَوْمَ إِذٍ, on that day, the day of justice. عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, of all those ever-recurring bounties, favors that Almighty Allah conferred upon us. And this is enshrined in chapter 102, verse number 8. So we should know that these bounties, favors, we take it for granted as time passes, but Allah will question us regarding it. So this is what people must learn. Now see what Allah says, His justice system. وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. We never ever destroy any town or any city. إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْذِرُونَ. Except there are warners. People came, they warned me and you, that you must make peace with Almighty Allah, make peace with fellow creation and so forth. But this human being, because of his degrees, because of his wealth, because of his influence, because of his contacts, he or she thinks, don't come and tell me, I know what to do. The arrogance and the haughtiness comes to the fore. Zikrah. This Quran Sharif is a reminder. The Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a reminder. وَمَا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. And never do we do any form of injustice. But Allah, there's always absolute justice. Islam is called Deen. Deen means justice. Social justice, political justice, economic justice. And Allah, Jalla Wala's name is Dayyan, the one who's most just. Oh brother, oh sister, your wife, your daughter, daughter-in-law gave birth, then give the name beautiful Abdud Dayyan for the boy, and the slave of the one who's the most just. Amatud Dayyan, the daughter, the female slave, so the female slave of the one who is most just. Imagine. Beautiful lesson for all of us. Allah grant us tawfiq that we understand. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So much news today to give you locally, nationally, internationally, globally, news, views and interviews. See the rotten world of America. J.P. Morgan reached a settlement. What is the settlement? $290 million regarding who and what? Epstein. Epstein was the person, the sexual predator. He, his girlfriend, that Maxwell Wexel, whatever her name is, they used to go to the schools, go here and there, and get the young girls, and then groom them for all the clientele. First he would test them out, rape them, abuse them, do whatever, then he would give his Lolita. You know his Lolita? That was his plane. And then Bill Clinton was coming there. Prince Andrew was coming there. All the haramis were coming there. And these are the people. Then when he was charged, they tell us the cameras were not working. And he committed suicide. Go pull another one. We can't be so naive and don't try and make us fools. You, the guys, put him away. Because you know he had the red book and the black book. And he should go and sing like a canary, and he should go and give everybody who was there, remember, he had all the evidence and so forth. So they murdered him, obviously. That's how American justice works. Now look at the haramis in Israel. The repeat with me, the rogue, the apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime of Israel. So now, land grab. They're going to steal again. It is in the Israelis, the Yehudis, the Jutlas, the Haramis, DNA, to murder and kill and to steal. That I'm speaking of majority of them. Yesterday, they announced they're going to build 4,000 new homes in the West Bank. All you Jutlas, Haramis who are supporting Israel, I pose this question to you. Now what do you say about this? Everybody in the world, international law says that the West Bank belongs to the Palestinians, but your Ibn Himar, the son of a donkey, the Harami, BB, the war criminal, and the whole cabinet there, right-wing, illegal government, they say we're going to now steal more land of the Palestinians. So when the Palestinian takes care of the settler and shoots him, so what must I say? I'll say 100% is justified. Clean them up, whoever you can. You must remember. That is our jihad, that is our self-resistance, that is our self-defense. Now Ben Gvir is going to start a civil war. Already 23 weeks, the Jutlas are marching consecutively on Saturday nights. Now Ben Gvir and his team says no. They want the right to jail the Jutlas, the Israelis, without trial and without charge. They can pick anybody up as they do with the Palestinians, and then detention without trial, as we had in South Africa in the 70s and so forth, 80s. So under the white minority apartheid regime, ANC expel Ace. You remember Ace? Ace was the big premier there in Bloemfontein. And it's alleged that, remember, they stole millions. Nothing surprising. Every second guy is stealing in the ANC. But he got expelled. I wonder who else is going to get expelled. Fox News sends a legal threat to Tucker Carlson. So why Tucker Carlson was leaning more towards the Russian side? He was speaking a little bit against Israel sometimes and so forth. So remember, now the Jutlas got their way. They made sure he must get fired or he must resign. So he left Fox News and now he opened his own news. How? On Mr. Twitter. You see, that he gives news. Oh, Elon Musk is allowed that, so no problem. So now they say, no, you can't do that. Lot of stories now. So you see, when you speak the truth, they will always target you. Ukraine is telling the world that we now claim this village and this town. Remember, you gained little bit, 5%. Speak about your losses. They lost 1,000 people in what's supposed to be the counter-offensive. And last night, Zelensky admitted also, although not very clearly, but he said that the things are going very, very tough for Ukraine. So remember, they're losing left, right, and center. We support Putin and make no apology. Putin, you're welcome to South Africa. We'll make you Sulman, inshallah. We want to make you a Muslim. You come here and we make you Muslim, inshallah. Ameen. Right, Paris. We go to France, you see. So the mayor of Paris, of Paris, says, hey, you Parisians, you people who live in Paris, you must live with the rats. So many rats there in Paris, they can't control it. So the mayor says, just live with it, I can't do anything. See, Lapid the Harami, he gives evidence there in Israel against BB, Benjamin Netanyahu, known as BB. What did BB do? He's a serial liar. Every second, third word that comes out is a lie. So they got him on corruption charges. Lapid, the leader of the opposition, said that this guy, yeah, he cut a deal with the Hollywood executive, actor, whoever that's right there, and he's a multi-millionaire, billionaire, and they told him, invest in Israel. We will give you a lot of tax concessions, but on the side, you must give me lavish gifts. Give BB lavish gifts. That's his commission. You see how corrupted they are. Go ask them, where's Katzef? He couldn't look after his rifle, remember, raping the woman there in Israel. And then Olmert, he went to go to jail to make some omelets and so forth. Now next one, inshallah, this morning also I made dua. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, put your dogs on these haramis. Make them a sample, example for humanity and posterity. From Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, back and forth, to and fro, during the Hajj season, 126 times the trains will be going. So they're putting the trains there full throttle. But do you know who's the drivers of these trains? All women. So remember that. You better read Bismillah 3 times before you go in the train. So anyway, they're making life. I never travel in the train there. We travel other countries. Now Iran is doing a good job. Their harami is 100% kuffar Shia, but in politics like this, we agree with them. So Iran says Raisi is sitting in Venezuela, and he says that now we're going to increase the bilateral trade. Currently $3 billion. He says we want to make it $20 billion. You see, all these countries are anti-US and so forth. So, whether it's Russia, whether it's China, whether it's, you must remember, Iran, whether Venezuela, Brazil, Lula is our man there. So, all this, Lula says everybody must stand for Assange. Assange must not be sent and extradited to the US. See how they speak for human rights and so forth. Trump is going to have his day in court today, but the media will not be allowed. They don't want to disgrace the former president, and today they're going to charge him 37 charges, felony charges, they call it. Trump says, charge me more and more. As long as I become president next year, it's fine with me. The more they charge him, the more people vote for him. That's America, you see. And speaking of America, listen to this. First time in the history of America, everybody wants to speak of climate change. So 16 youth took the governor of Montana and said that y'all deliberately are causing us harm. Look at our homes, look at our ranches, our farms, and so forth. So 16 youngsters charging the government and the people and authority there in Montana. It will be very interesting to see. If they are successful, then you will see what will happen in the other 49 states. You know, there are 50 states. For you Indians, big problems coming that way. For Modi and others as well. There is a terrible cyclone supposed to be landing there in Gujarat. Already they are evacuating people and so forth. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect humanity wherever they are suffering, especially the Muslims. We know what they are going through in India. Remember that is, they are treated as third, fourth class citizens. Inshallah, today we have my student, very interesting, listen to it, 8:30 to 9, with Mona Zahid Khan, Mona Riaz Limbada of Roshni Didier, and he'll be discussing about drugs and the Muslims. How many Muslims are involved in drugs and so forth? So Moana Riaz Limbada, Allah make easy for him and whoever else comes there. And thereafter, 11 to 12 will be with Moana Arafat, the bliss of marriage, inshallah. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the noble Quran. So that is our program for today. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy.
I've got a brother Kumaran. He says, morning AK, is it a myth that Muslim rulers in India destroyed thousands of temples? Kumaran, Ustad.
My brother Kumaran, we are here to defend Islam. We are not here to defend, you must remember, the Muslims or the Muslim rulers. If you say that the Muslim kings and rulers did that, I'm not going to dispute the number and so forth. Did it happen? Yes, it happened in some instances. But what I'm asking you, Kumaran, by the same token, Muslims ruled over a period of more than 700 years. Let's say that there were some places where temples and all that were destroyed, which Islam does not allow. Let me add that. Islam says even when you conquer a place, your churches, temples, all that remain there, that were there from before. You see, in Palestine, in the year 636, Gregorian calendar, when Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, entered, they were victorious, and the Christians handed over the key of Baitul Maqdis, Baitul Muqaddas, Jerusalem to him. Sofrianus was the Christian leader. Then when they had negotiations, he told them, it was written, your churches, your monasteries, nothing will be destroyed. So now my question to you, Modi ji came into power 2014, 2015, around there. In this 8 years, how many mosques you have destroyed? How many Muslims have you arrested? Your Modi, the war criminal and the butcher of Gujarat, allowed his thugs and mob to rape the woman in Gujarat, remember, and to murder and kill. America said after that, for 10 years, you will not be given a visa. Gujarat, what they are doing. This is Gujarat. Come to Kashmir, what they are doing. Go to United Nations report and go see. Rape has been used as a weapon by the Indian army and so forth against the Muslim woman and against the Dalits. Kumaran, I think you know what is Dalits. I've been 6-7 times to India. They have a caste system there, and they call them the untouchables, the Dalits. So when you look at something, Kumaran, then it is only fair and just you look at it both sides. Not with, you know, a jaundiced eye. Let's say the Muslims that in the 700 years, they destroyed 1,000 temples, okay? So let's say that. You said it, so I'm just saying to make you happy and please. In your rule, how many mosques have you destroyed? In your rule, how many madrasas, Islamic schools you have destroyed? How many 10,000 plus women you have raped? That never happened in the 700 years rule or more of Muslims. So let us be fair and just, my brother Kumaran. So you must remember Modi and them are the real terrorists, and they're going to destroy India, and they're going to destroy Hinduism as well.
Somebody say here that Mufti Saab, can I charge my customer extra money for installments for furniture I sell? Example, a cash price of 4,000 or 5,000 over 6 months. Ustad.
You must remember that when you are selling furniture, you're selling cupboards, you're selling this, you're selling that, you have a price. So that is for that. Then you must make a new deal and tell them that if you want, I must put in those wall cupboards, for example, and so forth. Then for the installment, there will be 1,000 rand, 2,000 rand, whatever. So you must make it clear to the customer at the time of the transaction. You can't tell him that, you know what, I'm going to charge you 5,000 rand for the furniture. And then I am going to charge you another 1,000 rand for installation, but he don't agree because he's a carpenter himself. So you cannot impose it upon him, or he can find somebody else who can do it at a cheaper price. So you cannot impose that installation upon him, and you must inform them, this is the price without installation, this will be the price with installation, then it is fine and acceptable.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 0847863132. I see somebody says here, sir, is it morally ethical to sue somebody for falsely accusing me of theft for even a small item for 1 million rand? Ustad, anonymous.
So remember that if a person falsely accused you, then the matter Islamically has to go to court. And then you must remember, you tell that person, the court and the judge and magistrate, that ABC person has accused me, XYZ, and said I committed fraud, I'm a crook, I'm this, I'm that, and so forth and so on. So when the court decides, so then that will be what compensation you will get. So that is fine and so forth. If you want to sue him for 1 million, so very seldom the court will give you 1 million and so forth. They will tell you maybe 100,000, or they will tell you, yesterday a person told me that, you know, that bank, that Habib bank that collapsed and so forth and so on. People had millions and millions. He said they received a letter from the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank said, irrespective of the amount you got there, we give you 100,000, and then over 3 years, after 3 years or whatever, we will see, then we will settle and whatever. So in a case like that, you will put what you feel, but that's not what the court is going to give you. The court will look at all the circumstances and so forth, and then whatever decision they make, so then it's fine for you. You can then sue them. But my advice to you is this: don't go for such a big figure, because then you are shooting yourself in the feet.
Somebody says, AK, your opinion on the earthquake in Gauteng, Ustad.
So you know, opinion business, you must remember that Surah 99, chapter 99, Almighty Allah is teaching us. He gives us samples and examples. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. That when the convulsions and the earthquake will take place on the last day, everything will perish and everything will be destroyed. From inside the land and the sand, all the minerals, all the burdens, all the treasures will come out. The person who's alive and witnessing all this will say, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. What is happening? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Today we waiting for breaking news. Does that, remember? This is the breaking news. The land and the sand will speak, remember. They will say, ABC person committed fornication, adultery, was doing drug smuggling and casino and gambling, murder and homicide and abortion and gay business. So all that the land and sand will give testimony and evidence. So open chapter 99, go read the first 4, 5, 6 verses and see. Why does Allah allow this to happen? ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِإِبَادَةٍ. When I heard the news in the early morning, Fajr time, they said the epicenter is Alberton. When I heard it in the afternoon, they said the epicenter of the earth tremor here in Gauteng was Boksburg, and next to it is the mine, you know, all the shafts and whatever. So that is their reasoning. Our reasoning is not that. Our reasoning is this. ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِإِبَادَةٍ. Allah says, O human being, wake up from your slumber. These are my warnings to you. If I want, I can smash you to pieces and smotherings in a split second. You see, it was just few seconds, but many, many houses, several houses, the walls were cracking and so forth. I went thrice to New Zealand. The biggest problem they face there is this. You must remember the earth tremors and the earthquakes. Every second house you go, one wall is this side, one wall is that side. Big, big cracks in between and so forth. So these are samples, examples Allah is giving us. That better wake up and change your lifestyle before the real calamity comes.
I see Brother Carl says, morning AK to you and to the team. Is it true that Iran is 75 times larger than Israel? My son's geography teacher told that to his students and they couldn't believe it. Ustad?
Don't you know, Carl, when they give an example of Israel, they say Israel is the size of Kruger Park. So that is now they're looking at the square. You understand, mileage and kilos and so forth. How many square kilometers, how many square miles there are in the Kruger Park. So remember, Kruger Park got the big five and got the animals and what have you. So in Israel, you got a lot of donkeys also. You got a lot of animals there. They just want to murder and kill innocent people, steal a lot of people. So tell the teacher he must add that also. They are the biggest violators of human rights. They are guilty of the most, you must remember, resolutions passed by the United Nations against them. But because they jutlas and they are haramis and Jews and Zionists and Uncle Sam is with them, so they feel they can get away with murder literally and so forth. 100% you must remember is Palestine. We don't call it Israel. Tell your teacher, your son's teacher, must call it the proper name. Al-Ardul Muhtalla, Palestine Al-Muhtalla, the occupied Palestine. So that is the proper name of it. For us as Muslims, I'm not speaking of those Arab tinpot dictators. They're not Muslims. They're traitors to Islam and out of the fold of Islam.
Sister Felicia says, did Obama win the Nobel Peace Prize under false pretenses like Yasser Arafat? He had many empty promises of peace. Ustad?
So why you say only empty promises for Yasser Arafat? It was not only Yasser Arafat. It was a joint Nobel Prize. With him was Rabin. Didn't Rabin also make? Didn't now every Israeli leader make false promises to the world? We want peace. We want peace. The peace they want, sister, is not P-E-A-C-E. It's P-I-E-C-E. To steal and occupy more and more pieces of land. The only language they will understand this apartheid terrorist Nazi regime is the bullet, remember that, and that will settle the issue. Regarding Obama, you know how American politics works, so they had to give him some, you know, appeasement. The first black president of the United States of America. But he himself said, I heard the interview myself, they asked him, why were you shooting so many drones and allowing so many drones to go and kill innocent people? people in Pakistan, in Waziristan. He said, we want to show the world we are not soft on terror. You call people like this peace makers, we call them terrorists. Whether it's Clinton, whether it's George W. Bush or Bush Senior, or whether it is, you must remember, your Biden, or whether it is the other, whole lot of them. All are the biggest terrorists, you must remember that. Who murdered people there in Afghanistan? Who murdered people in Vietnam? Who is murdering people here in Palestine and so forth? Who murdered 500,000 children there in Iraq? If it was not your Americans and so forth, they must say, who is putting my sister through all the hell there, Dr. Afia in America, allowing her sister to come there after 20 years, but they can't even shake hands. She could not even embrace her sister. Always the glass wall is in between. What are my brothers doing in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay? Who are the real terrorists? But they get the Nobel Peace Prize because you're speaking to donkeys, you must remember that. The dollar speaks all languages, remember that. That people who want to get credit for committing the worst vices. And don't blame Arafat only. If you blame Arafat, it was a joint Nobel Prize. So sister, you must get your facts straight, you know. No sense blaming one party when the other party is killing and the other party is stealing your land and everything else with it. So they are the real guilty party and terrorists.
Allahu Akbar. I see Nathan here. He says, Nathan here, AK. So why do you hate the Jews so much? We Jews don't speak on you guys. Please watch your words. Nathan, Ustad.
Nathan, you, if you're supporting Israel, we don't have to watch no words. You are the biggest terrorist, and you can quote me anywhere in the world. Occupation is terrorism. Israel was born and came into existence through fraudulent means. You ask anybody. Go ask Ilan Papi, go and ask, you must remember, Finkelstein, go and read the books written by the Jews and so forth, Uri Davis, go ask President Carter. Everybody said that you all are the terrorists and you all are apartheid regime. So that's the truth. You know, Nathan, don't come and try and pull that one with me. Watch my words. We will speak what we want to. And you, Jutlas, are the worst nation on this earth because you all are the murderers of prophets and messengers. And no nation did that. And therefore, Allah is punishing you right till the day of justice. This is Quran. And we will quote it whether you like it or not. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. You don't like it? Go and fly a kite. You don't have to wake up early to look at me, but you like it because you know why? I speak the truth and put the arrow through your heart. But I'm putting arrows through your heart. The Palestinian will put a bullet through you.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, one more quickly. Somebody says, what do you think about secularism in Ataturk, Ustad?
So Ataturk was the worst enemy of Turkey and Muslims. They destroyed the Ottoman Empire from after more than 630 years. And remember, he banned the Adhan, the call to prayer, told the women they must wear miniskirts and so forth. All these Arab temple dictators should take lesson from him, Ataturk. Remember, the time of death came. No, come before that. 1-2 years before he died, Allah's punishment, like Ariel Sharon. You heard, Nathan? Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, dead before he died, 8 years in the pains and pangs of death. Sakarat, we call it. So for him, Ataturk, Mustafa Kemal, we can't call him Mustafa, Shaitan we call him, Harami we'll call him, Kemal Ataturk. Remember that 1-2 years before his death, the worms and insects were coming out of his body. When he died like a dog, then the land and sand did not accept him. Go to Turkey and ask them, where's Ataturk buried? They will show you one marble case and is buried there inside. Take heed, all you Arab murtads and traitors and you Israelis. You'll end up like Ariel Sharon, and Allah will punish you such a punishment in this world for murdering innocent children, people, and so forth. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Next up, we got news with Brother Suleiman. Quran Esop, then the Fajr Adhan, then Mawlana Khalid, and 7 o'clock inshallah will be that Mawlana Zahid, and 8:30 listen to the interview Mawlana Zahid, Mawlana Riyaz Dimbada, to do with drugs and so forth. Allah protect us from the scourge of drugs and the enemies of Islam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.